Hello. So yeah, I'm talking about PyScript, and so I'm trying to get a catchy title, so it's kind of like a clickbait. So with PyScript, we replace Django. So maybe a lot of people will be like really, you know, sparking their interest because I mentioned Django, which is a very popular, framework for web. So, but today I'm not going to talk too much about Django, but I'm mainly going to talk about PyScript, and I would have some crazy demo at the end, which is like very interesting demo, so you may not want to miss it. But the most important thing is that this is the link to the slides. I should have used some QR code, but kind of lazy. So this is just the link that you could find the slide deck. It is also uploaded to the FOSDEM website. You can find it to follow along. If you can't see it very well or anything happened, then you can look at the slides. And all the links are there as well. So I hope that since you're here, you have heard of PyScript, but how much do you know about PyScript? Like, except that it's something to do with Python. So yeah, silence. So So I think most people that I met, I've talked about PyScript, and then they said that they have heard about PyScript. They may have read a blog or two about PyScript. It's something that's relatively new, so that's why I think it's important to kind of, to put information together so people have something to, you know, look at when they want to know more about PyScript. So, by the way, I'm Chuck. Why am I talking about PyScript? Why sounds like I know a lot about PyScript? Because I work in Anaconda. So PyScript is developed by a team in Anaconda, so I work with them a lot. So I have, very close to the source, so I kind of have some, like, information about what's the newest thing about PyScript. And I love open source project. I have been involved in open source project in the past. I just want to put more pictures there, so that's why I put it here. I organize a lot of events. So let's jump into it. What is PyScript? PyScript is actually a framework. Some people think that PyScript is a new language, but it's not. It's actually Python, but this, you can write Python in your HTML file. That's what it is. And also, it's a framework. Why? Because later you'll see why. Like, we say PyScript is a framework because of how you can change the backend and other stuff. So it lets you run Python application in the browser. Basically, it just means that you can, you can write Python script as just like you run, you write JavaScript in the HTML file, and then the browser would understand what you wanted to do, and then would do something. So, but it's not trying to replace JavaScript. You can actually use it with JavaScript. For example, I'm using it with the D3 library, which is crazy. Who knows about D3? Yes. Okay. Good. Okay. I'm not speaking to other people. But yeah. It's good. I will show some demo later. So basically, you can actually pass the objects back and forth. So you can change a Python object into JavaScript object, and then your JavaScript library, D3, will understand it.